Usenet, how y'all doing tonight? That was the theme from the Gilmore Girls because it's my new favorite show. Actually, it's my old favorite show. I watched all of it years ago with my ex-girlfriend, and I've started watching it again. And you know why? Because I'm the coolest guy. I'm the coolest guy around. And real cool guys, I don't know if you know this, they, you ever heard somebody say, like, I'm secure in my masculinity, so I can be like, yeah, I like Gilmore Girls, so what? Well, real cool guys, they like really gay shit, and they go around and they tell you about it, and then they tell you how secure they are in their masculinity. So I'm pretty much the coolest guy, because I'm already on season 3, and I just started watching this week. So, pretty cool guy. It's pretty much my new favorite thing. Anybody out there in Chatland like the Gilmore Girls? Anybody want to talk Gilmores with me? I've been doing nothing but Gilmores all week. I've been watching them before work, after work. I've been staying up late, way past my bedtime, to watch the Gilmores. I've been staying up till like 2 in the morning. I got to get up at like 6. It's kind of fucking crazy, but I can't help myself because these Gilmores, they're so good. If you do want to call in and talk Gilmores, ooh, no, actually, C. McNichol in the chat just said, you just want to fuck them Gilmore girls, Kyle. C. McNichol, if you can call in, I want to explain to you that that is not the case. I've been accused, this is the second time I've been accused this week of wanting to fuck them Gilmores, and that is not what it's about. And I am heavily offended. Somebody should call in and talk Gilmores with me because it's the best thing. If you would like to call in, you can call in at 616-328-5581 or Kyle.Aldrich on Skype. And we can talk Gilmores because it's a really good show and I don't want to fuck them. C. McNichol says I don't phone. I think what he means is I'm a puss. I'm a giant puss. I'm not secure enough in my masculinity to talk Gilmores. I believe that's what he actually means. Let's see, what else is going on in the chat so far? I did see a bunch of Gilmores talk. Are we just watching Gilmore Girls over the internet and talking about our feelings? If so, I'm down. Let's do that. See, that was C. McNichol. He won't call in, but he wants to talk about our feelings. How do you expect to talk about our feelings? You want me to just read you talking about your feelings? I don't see how that's going to work. BAME says, I've only watched Gilmore Girls while under the influence. If I tried to talk Gilmore, it would mostly be, isn't Luke cool? Luke's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a real grump. If anybody doesn't know, they're not familiar with the Gilmore Girls, it's a pretty good show. It was on the CW, and I think maybe the WB before that. It's about these gals. One's a mom. One's a daughter. They're both named Lorelai because they're just that fucking adorable. But the daughter, they call her Rory to differentiate. And then Luke is this guy that owns a diner called Luke's. And he wears a backwards hat all the time and a flannel. And he's a real grump. And he doesn't like coffee or burgers, but he serves them because he's insane, I guess. And the mom and the daughter are always going into Luke's. And they're always ordering all kinds of coffee. And he's always like trying to give them decaf. And they're like, oh, fuck off, Luke. But like in a cuter way than that. And Luke and Lorelai, they're like destined to be together, but they don't know it. Neither one of them will fucking admit it. Everybody's always trying to tell them, you guys are so obviously in love with each other. And they're both like, ah, fuck off. We don't like each other like that. That's stupid. We're just friends. But then Luke's always coming to her house and fixing everything for her. And Lorelai, that's the mom. Lorelai's always like going and sharing her feelings with him and stuff. Man, they want a hug, man. They want to hug hardcore. My wife loves that show. C. McNichol has a wife. Oof. Oof. What was that Asian's name? Lane. Lane was the little Asian girl. Her mom's super Christian. They're Korean. And Lane wanted to be a rock star, but her mom was like, no, you have to be like a doctor or something, or you have to at least date a doctor. She never let her date boys. And if she was going to date boys, they had to be Korean and they had to be planning to be doctors. Her mom's so oppressive, and she owns an antique store, and you can never really find anybody in there. Like, if you go in there looking for Lane, you got to play Marco Polo to find her, because there's so much junk stacked up all over the place. You never know where anybody is. It's crazy. I can't believe nobody's called in to talk Gilmore's with me yet. Lane's mom needed to get plowed so hard. I guess Lane's dad was supposedly around, but he was never actually on the show. She was probably getting plowed, straight up missionary style. She had to get plowed at least once to make Lane, I think. Unless they had some kind of weird turkey baster thing going on. If you don't want to talk Gilmore's, you can call in and talk about something else. But Gilmore's is what's on my mind. That's what I've been doing all week. Right now, let's see, where did I leave off? Oh, man. There's this bad boy named Jess. He's Luke's nephew. And Rory, the daughter. Rory has this boyfriend named Dean. And Dean's like a real nice guy. But Jess is a bad boy, and Rory and Dean are dating, but Rory's kind of into Jess, and she's so torn because she loves Dean and she wants to be nice to Dean, but Jess is so alluring with his bad boy ways, and he can be real sweet at times, and she's got a real thing for him because he's more exciting than Dean. Dean is kind of boring, and she's real torn up about it because she doesn't want to hurt Dean, but she does kind of want to smooch Jess, and that's a real problem for a young girl. No, Gilmore's is the best subject, says Fleenus. Fleenus, you ever seen these Gilmore's? Unless you meant no Gilmore's is the best subject. Like, zero Gilmore's. Ah, Bame says my favorite episode of Gilmore Girls is the one with the snowman contest. That's an interesting episode. It starts out with them. They're in the sleepy little town of Stars Hollow. That's where they live. And it's a quirky little town where they do all kinds of crazy festivals and stuff and events. And they were having a snowman building contest, and there was this guy building this super fancy snowman that looked like a real dude. It was like an Ebenezer Scrooge type guy with a cane. And then Rory and Lorelai were building just like a regular snowman, but it was a snow woman. And they were like complaining about how that guy was a ringer, that somebody had hired him from out of town to come in and build the snowman to win the prize. But then later, Jess, the bad boy, sees the snowman. And Rory's like, oh man, that one's probably going to win. I mean, it's obviously going to win. And then he sneaks out later and he destroys the really, really good snowman so that they win. But she doesn't necessarily know he did that. But that's him like being sweet, but being a bad boy at the same time. It's kind of a moving episode. Fleenus, so you have seen him. He says he watched him with his sisters. Yeah, Jess just totally fucked that shit up. Oh man, and there was an episode where Rory got talked into helping Jess study, because Jess is a bad boy, so he doesn't do well in school. He skips most of the time. And Luke found out, and Luke was like, oh, I got to get him a tutor so that he will study, so that he will get better grades and not get kicked out of school and have to repeat the 11th grade. So Luke convinces Rory to help Jess, because Rory's like the studiousest kid that he knows. But Jess says, okay, I'll study, but only if you agree to go out for ice cream with me first. And he convinces Rory, and she gives him the keys to her car and says he needs to drive. So he's driving, and they decide, instead of after they get their ice cream, instead of just going back to study, they decide to drive around for a while, and then an animal runs out in the road, and they swerve, but they hit a bench, and Rory gets a hairline fracture in her arm, but her car's all fucked up, and Dean built the car for her, and it's this whole dramatic mess, and everybody hates Jess because he crashed the car, even though it was just an accident. Ugh. Yeah, Kirk is a wacky guy. A little bit of trivia. Kirk was in the first episode, but his name wasn't Kirk, it was Mick. What's the deal, man? Same character, really. Same actor, but his name was Mick. I don't know. April O'Neil is tutoring Casey Jones in TMNT now. TMNT is just ripping off the Gilmore Girls. Kevin Toledo, you watching that new like CG Ninja Turtles? Is that what you're talking about? I watched the first episode or whatever of that, but then I never watched the rest of it. Hey, if you guys don't want to hear all about what's going down in Stars Hollow, then somebody should call in and change the subject. Gilmore Girls Continuity Hour with Kyle. I'm telling you, man, these Gilmores, it's all I got. I don't got no friends anymore. I needed a pick-me-up. That's what it was about. Certain things, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know this about me. You know, I try to hide it, but some people could maybe describe me as kind of a negative guy. And every once in a while, I need something kind of sunny and happy in my life. And I turned to the Gilmores this time, and it's working. Makes me feel all like I got hugs in my heart when I watch it. Kevin Toledo has a 3-year-old. Jesus Christ, everybody's having babies these days. They let internet people have babies? I think if you listen to podcasts, you should be sterilized. And that includes me. I listen to podcasts. Jones just showed up in this season. Is he a high school kid? I guess if nobody wants to call in, it's just going to be me talking to the chat. And a 1-year-old. Kevin Toledo has a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Jesus Christ, man. Then he says life just keeps getting better, and he put better in quotes. And I'm sure like that's at least half a joke. But I always think it's funny when people complain about having like them having kids. Like, just don't have any more kids, you dope. Oh, Bames is calling.
How you doing, Kyle?
Hey, Bames. You doing a funny voice?
No, I'm just trying to spice it up. I'm also trying to look for happiness in the winter.
You trying to be extra cute?
Yeah. So I don't like to necessarily talk about the weather, especially as a right-of-way thing, but I feel like there's been a pretty dramatic change. How cold is it over there?
I don't know the actual temperature because I never looked that shit up, and I'm not carrying a thermometer on me, but today was pretty cold. And it was, I don't know if it's still snowing, but it was snowing a little bit ago.
Yeah, it snew.
Yeah, it snew.
Like 2 days ago over here, and then it just froze, and it's 5 below right now. And I went to walk to the gas station because
you're copying me.
Yeah, I didn't want to drive for some. I guess because it's pretty close to my house, so I didn't want to drive. But I also didn't realize that it was 5 below. So I walked out there, and I had to, like, stay in the gas station for, like, 30 minutes so that I wouldn't die.
Just had to,
exiting, warm up.
Well, it's getting real cold out there. It sounds like it's probably worse there, but I don't know. It's the wind's what gets you, though, man. It's been real windy around here lately. And that's what really kills you, that wind chill.
Also, on the way back, I was carrying a bag full of root beer, so I couldn't keep my hands tucked away in my pockets.
Yeah, that's bad. Every time I walk to the gas station, which is one of my favorite pastimes, I always leave with a 44-ounce soda, fountain soda, and I have to carry that with one hand, and it's cold outside, and I can't put my hand in my pocket because I'm carrying that goddamn thing. It's a real mess, and I think maybe the government needs to look into it.
Yeah, like, wasn't Obamacare supposed to fix this?
I thought so, but I heard there were problems with the website.
Yeah.
So that's probably, I'm sure they're working on it. So, Bames.
Yeah.
These Gilmores.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I watched Gilmore Girls. I should pick that up again.
I've been accused twice this week of wanting to fuck them Gilmores. I was telling a girl about me watching the Gilmores, and I figured you can't go wrong telling a girl. They'll just be like, oh, now you're my new gay best friend. Okay, cool. But no, she was like, you're just watching it because you want to fuck them Gilmore Girls. And I was like, no, bitch, listen. It's about the hugs, man. I've been over this with you guys before with the whole Detective Kate Beckett thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've been over it with Orion in an episode.
Mm-hmm.
There was an episode, I think it's called, like, Hugcast.
Probably. But, man, the hugs. I don't get why people don't understand this. It's two completely separate feelings. Now, it's not that I don't think them Gilmores are pretty. Although, in those initial seasons, and actually even now, that Rory looks pretty fucking young. But it's not that I don't think them Gilmores are pretty. I do. But there's a completely different feeling. The hug feeling and the wanting to stick my dick in you feeling. Completely separate things.
Yeah.
And I don't watch the Gilmores with my dick out. I watch the Gilmores with my heart out, Bames. On my sleeve. Just sitting there going... getting blood everywhere. It feels good.
Yeah.
You ever just want a hug?
I like a high five.
Oh. So you're a hug-ual as well?
No, I just, I mean, who's there to hug?
Well, there doesn't have Gilmore. To... You can desire a hug from an imaginary person like I do, like sane people do. You can watch fictional people do things that make you feel hugs in your heart.
Well, yeah, I get some heart hugs.
Yeah, you know? Man.
Like, I mean, I watched that fucking pony show.
There's no shame in heart hugs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever finished Gilmore Girls, you know.
Oh, I finished it.
I never watched it in order.
I didn't either at first. When I watched it with my ex-girlfriend, I came in like halfway through. I came in like season 4 or something. And then I watched to the end, and then I went back and I watched from the beginning to where I started. But now I'm going through it from the very beginning, and it's great.
Cool.
I was reading the IMDb page for it. Apparently, they've recycled actors a bunch. Like I was talking about, there's this character named Kirk, who's just kind of this weirdo that lives in town, and he's always, in every episode, he's like working a different weird job, like he's an exterminator, or he's a mechanic, or he's... installing internet. He does all kinds of weird jobs, but he's always Kirk. But in the first episode, his name was Mick.
Man, that's like Kessler.
Kessler?
Seinfeld. In the first episode of Seinfeld, I think Kramer was named Kessler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, man. What's with this biz? And I guess there was a harp player in the first season at the inn that Lorelai works at.
Yeah.
Her name was Drella, and she was a real bitch. She was always getting cunty, and that was like her quirk. Like, she's a beautiful harpist, but if you talk to her, she's a real bitch.
That's pretty quirky.
Yeah, and she's like crude, too. She's not like an uptight, snooty bitch. She's like, hey, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm playing my harp over here. She's like a real...
boogers.
Yeah. Apparently, she comes back later in the in like a later season as some completely different character.
Hmm.
What do they do? They think we won't notice these things?
Yeah.
I didn't notice these things before. I read about
it
on
IMDb. These
guys
are just making up Gilmore Girls as they went along.
Yeah. Come on,
guys.
They're
pretending they're not. Like, oh, the ending was supposed to be a cave full of light the whole time.
Uh-huh. There was another one, and now I forget. I lost my train of thought, Bames.
My favorite episode of Gilmore Girls is where they blow up that, like, communications tower because it has old... TNT in it.
Yeah. I like the one where Nope. I don't have a favorite. They're all great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bames.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
Did you hear about Paul Walker?
I did hear about Paul Walker. Did you hear about Luigi?
Is he dead too?
Danny Wells, the guy who was on the Super Mario Super Show.
He was a non-wrestler, right?
Yeah. He outlived Lou Albano by like 4 years.
Now they're both dead? Jesus Christ. Mario and Luigi and Paul Walker and Nelson Mandela. All my favorite people are dead. It was bad enough when Orion kicked the bucket. Now seriously, all my friends are gone.
Yeah. This has been like a golden week for fucking pranksters on the internet to say rip Paul Walker and post a picture of Nelson Mandela.
Well, they look similar.
Yeah.
And they led similar lives.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to miss Paul Walker?
No, I never watched those movies.
The Fasts and the Furiouses?
Yeah, I never watched them.
I saw a couple of them. Wasn't he in a movie?
Okay, I watched Fast Five.
Wasn't he in, like, some kind of swimming movie with Jessica Alba?
Maybe.
I think so.
Paul Swimmer.
Yeah. What? I'm sure he was in other stuff. I don't know what, though. But I, when he died, I saw all this stuff about, oh my God, Paul Walker's dead. And I feel this way every time a celebrity dies and I see all this stuff, like, oh my God, I'm so sad that blah, blah, blah died. But I was actually really surprised to see it for Paul Walker. Like, I know people kind of know who he is. I know the Fast and the Furious movies are like a thing.
Yeah.
I know that. But like, that's like all he's kind of done. Like, it's not like Brad Pitt died. It was Paul Walker. It was like low rent Zach from Saved by the Bell died.
Oh no. I can't even think of anybody on the same like rank as him to die.
Yeah. I don't even. Yeah.
I ruined it. I ruined my own made up bet.
I get it though. Like I don't understand. I guess there probably was, like, if I Googled it right now, there probably is like a Paul Walker fan site. So I guess there are Paul Walker fans out there. I just, what a weird celebrity to latch onto.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Paul Walker. Life isn't going to be the same without him. And Nelson Mandela. I mean, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares what he was up to?
Well, yeah, especially like right before he died.
Yeah, was he up to anything?
No.
Just being an old black?
Yeah.
They say black don't crack, but I've seen pictures of Nelson Mandela. He's cracked all over. I don't buy it. What do you think, Bames?
You think like he's not real black?
No, I think he was cracked. Like, I think he was cracked. I think black don't crack is a lie.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me get a good picture of his face. Hang on.
He was full of crags.
If I'm thinking of him, okay, I thought for a second he might have the same chocolate chips that Morgan Freeman did, but not really.
Did Morgan Freeman ever play him?
I think so, but I might just be racist.
I think he might have, and if he did, I wonder if they used like some concealer to cover up his chocolate chips.
There's a movie called Invictus. Yeah, Morgan Freeman plays Nelson Mandela. And it's about the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, so it's about important shit.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even know what the fuck Nelson Mandela did. I don't know anything about him except for his name.
Have you seen District 9?
Was that Nelson Mandela?
It was kind of like that. That's what was going on in South Africa.
I know before. He had something to do with like apartheid and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't literally know nothing about it, but I know next to nothing about it.
Stuff like that was going on in South Africa before. Well, Nelson Mandela wasn't the only one, but he was a very influential figure in the anti-apartheid movement.
So did Nelson Mandela like team up with a white guy to break into a secret government lab and steal alien weapons? And then,
yeah, and he lost all his, like, his teeth fell out in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He started turning,
shoot the special guns.
No, the white guy, shoot. The white guy started turning into a black.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Nelson Mandela is clearly the alien in this.
Mm-hmm. So Nelson Mandela like ate a can of cat food.
Well, that's what blacks eat.
Yeah.
District 9 was a very thinly veiled metaphor.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what blacks eat. Cat food. Hey, Bames.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something really exciting?
Sure.
I got a newsletter today in my email at work. I know. I know. I could barely contain myself, too. It's an employee ownership. It's called the Owner's Manual. That's what they call the newsletter. Because we're employee owners at my work. Because they gave us stocks that we can do nothing with.
Everyone has a share.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we all own the company.
What's good for M&M Enterprises is good for everyone.
So they send this news. They've started sending this newsletter out. They pick an employee of the month. And it's like, it means nothing and nobody gives a shit. And they list everyone's birthdays. But then they have a section called Let's Talk. Oh boy. And it's a little like article. I don't know if they copied and pasted this from somewhere. Yeah, I think they did, because it's in very small, light gray copy. It says by Jada K. Graves, something, something. It's from 2012. Anyway, nice. They copied
should
this.
Say like, let's rap.
They copied this from somewhere. It's 12 things killer employees do before noon. Oh boy.
killer, like awesome,
or murderers, or like 12 things murderers do before like noon.
Office shooters.
Yeah. A recent study published in an American Psychological Association journal, which probably wasn't that recent since this was from 2012, Emotion, suggests that early birds are generally happier than night owls. More than 700 respondents, ranging from ages 17 to 79, were surveyed and asked about their emotional state, health, and preferred time of day. Self-professed morning people reported feeling happier and healthier than night owls. Researchers hypothesized that one of the reasons could be because society caters to a morning person's schedule. But having acknowledged that, fuck you, night owls.
Yes. You know, I get up in the morning and I have a glass of Simply Orange juice and I head out the door. I'm ready to start my day.
Well, you got to read the paper first.
Yeah.
The Financial Times.
What's the name of a paper?
The Onion. Yeah, you get up in the morning, you grab your orange juice and your hand-delivered copy of The Onion. It's certainly true that the working world does. Working 9 to 5 is more than an expression, but a standard shift for many Americans. It also stands to reason that those who like rising with the sun are also the most productive employees in the office. Do you want to be more like them? No. Then take note of the tasks these high-functioning, productive, and more awake employees have completed before lunch. My favorite thing about this list, this little article thing that they put in here, is that it acknowledges directly that night owls and morning people are things. That there are people who feel better during the day and people who feel better staying up late at night. And then, like, it acknowledges that, and then it says, but fuck you, night owls.
Yeah, you actually feel worse.
Do these morning people things. Which I think is really, really funny. So, okay, number one, make a work to-do list the day before. Nobody does that, not even these fucking morning assholes.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, goes home at night and makes a to-do list for work the next day.
Just write it on my whiteboard.
At least not anybody in a position like I'm in. Like just an employee, like the people they're sending this newsletter to. None of those people are going to make a work to-do list the day before.
Maybe like a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. Number two, get a full night's rest. Lack of sleep affects your concentration level and therefore your productivity. No shit, I should sleep.
Don't tell me what to do.
You mean I should get like the recommended 8 hours? That's crazy. I never thought about that. Number three, avoid hitting snooze. Petitioning for 9 more minutes, then 9 more, then another 9 is a slippery slope that leads to falling back asleep and falling behind routine. Ultimately, it also leads to lateness. I love that somebody wrote this. That's what I love about this, because they're either the biggest fucking idiot in the world, or they think they're writing for the biggest fucking idiots in the world, or they're just trying to collect a paycheck and crank shit out.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Because, like, none of this should be news to anyone. This is not, like, none of this is revelatory. Don't get enough rest. make lists. Don't hit snooze too many times. The next one.
Come into work on time.
Yeah, come into work on time. The next one is exercise. Schedule your Pilates class for the AM instead of after work. Oh, yeah. Well, if I was taking a Pilates class, I would definitely want to take it at, like, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That sounds awesome.
My quads are on fire.
Yeah. Woo. Ready for the day. Number five, practice a morning ritual. You should institute a morning routine aside from your exercise routine. That one's so funny to me because
morning,
like,
ritual.
What do they think people are doing? Do they think people are having like wacky, unique mornings? Like every day's different.
Goat's heart.
I get up at a different time every day. I do some crazy shit that I've never done before in my life. Everybody has
my altar.
Everybody already has a morning ritual. Number six is eat breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, Bames. eat breakfast.
I haven't eaten breakfast since I was in the fifth grade.
Lots of people skip breakfast, but everybody knows that, like, the supposed, you know, the phrase, it's the most important meal of the day. Everybody fucking knows that. And I love their description. Eat breakfast. Food provides the fuel you'll need to concentrate. Is that why I'm eating?
For fuel?
Converts fuel into energy.
I thought I was just eating for the fuck of it. I've always kind of wondered what the point of it was. You mean it's for fuel? Number 7, arrive at the office on time. This one is obvious, right?
You already said that.
I know.
Like two things ago.
I know. Don't be late for work. Oh, Jesus. No wonder the boss is always on my ass.
I think they just have to remind you since they're telling you to do so much shit in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Schedule your Pilates class for before work. But still, you still have to be on time. Number 8, check in with their boss and or employees. We all know the cliche about the whole whole only being as good as the sum of its parts.
That's not a cliche.
Talk to your coworkers. Number 9, tackle the big projects first. Dive right into work since you made your to-do list. I don't even know if I agree with that one. Tackle the big projects first.
Like, yeah.
Sometimes it's better to tackle the small shit and get it out of the way so you can
sometimes
fucking...
Sometimes small stuff tends to be at least marginally more urgent.
Yeah. And even if it isn't, like, even if everything's equal or whatever, sometimes tackling the small shit and getting it out of the way can be good for your sanity so you can concentrate on the big shit instead of freaking out because the small shit's piling up.
Yeah.
Number 10, avoid morning meetings. If you have any say on meeting times, schedule them in the afternoon. The exception to this is if your meeting is the most important task of the day, and then in quotes, 8:15 a.m. production meeting. I like that one because I almost think one of my coworkers who put this newsletter together added that last bit to it because we do have, I don't have to go to them, but the managers have 8:15 a.m. production meetings, and it's just, the idea is funny to me that they had this item on the list. If you have any say on meeting times, schedule them in the afternoon. And then somebody went in and added, like, except for our morning meetings, those are good.
Yeah.
Number 11, allot time for following up on messages. Discern between mindless email/voicemail checking and conducting important business. So, I guess, like, decide on specific times during the day that you will check your email, I guess.
I mean, notifications exist these days.
Mm-hmm.
Notifications existed on America Online.
Ignore them. Ignore them until the allotted time.
Yeah, it is better to just not respond to people at all when they email you until your lunch break.
Yeah. Don't worry. None of it could possibly be urgent. Number 12, take a mid-morning break. Get up and stretch your legs or stay seated and indulge in a little internet surfing. Just be sure not to abuse the privilege. And then it ends.
I feel like that was also added.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And it's the people upstairs at my work don't get breaks. Like, I get 2 10-minute breaks and a half-hour lunch break. But the people upstairs just get an hour for lunch in the middle of the day. And I feel like this was, yeah, like, aimed directly at them because of the whole, like, because I get breaks. Like, I don't have to be told to get up and stretch my legs. I have a break. There's a fucking bell at my work. It's ridiculous. Like, a bell goes off like it's school. And that's
recess.
Yeah, and that's break time. So I don't need to be told to, like, take breaks. They're scheduled. But the people upstairs don't get scheduled breaks, and they are allowed to take these kind of little unofficial breaks, but don't abuse the privilege. And then it ends with the best employees will respect their employer's time, and the worst performing employees will find a way to waste time. So much of this stuff, like, not even this article in particular, but so much of this stuff, like, people just say stuff.
Yeah.
They just say shit, and they know they didn't come up with it. They know they heard it somewhere before, or they should if they're paying any attention to what's coming out of their mouth. But they'll just parrot shit, and they'll act like they came up with it and like it's news to people. But none of the shit on this list is news. That last little line about the best employees respecting their employer's time and the worst employees finding a way to waste time is almost a cliche. Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And I hear this shit all the time just in life in general. Just people just blah, 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 blah.
just saying the same cliched bullshit. And a lot of times it is word for word. Like they'll just say phrases they've heard. And it's like, if you can get a person to repeat a phrase enough times and it's kind of like, it sounds quotable. If you can get people to quote it enough times, it just kind of becomes truth. Like people just accept it. I've heard it so many times and I have no idea who said it originally. It must just be truth. It's just wisdom.
I think your work should do like an instructional video on the same part of that pamphlet thing, that newsletter.
Yeah.
And be like, nobody likes a lazy Larry. And then they have hardworking Hank.
We have a guy at work named Larry. They could have him play Lazy Larry. And we have a guy, well, actually, we have a guy named Hank. It's H-E-N-K. Everybody calls him Hank because, like, the difference is almost not noticeable, and I think they just don't care. But it's Hank. It's, I guess it's Dutch. It's, I don't know.
It's, yeah, that's a strange name.
He's an old man.
Yeah, like, what's Hank doing? And he's, like, straightening his tie and putting his pencils in the right place. And
yeah, that probably is what he's doing.
Typing away up on a typewriter with a smile on his face. And what's Larry up to? And he's like playing paper football.
Yeah, actually, knowing those two actual people at my work, those would be like the roles that they would play.
Cool.
So is that art imitating life or life imitating art?
It's cyclical. Ouroboros.
Yep. It's life imitating art, imitating life, imitating art.
Doritos, tacos, Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they put a tip of the month in the newsletter. Tip of the month, save energy, electric office space heaters. And it's this whole article about, basically it starts out saying, don't use space heaters. They use a lot of energy. But then the rest of the article is tips on how to use a space heater if you're going to use a space heater. But I don't think anybody at my work, like literally anybody at my work, has ever used a space heater at work. Like, the building has heat.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever happened. So it's like they were just surfing the internet looking for bullshit articles to shove into their newsletter. Oh, I love it. The fact that things like this exist is so funny to me. It's like corporate culture. It's like just kind of taken on a life of its own and people just think it needs to exist. Nobody wanted to write this newsletter. Nobody was like itching to make this newsletter. And nobody was itching to read it either. But somehow it got made and somehow it got sent to all of us. I don't know.
Yeah. Like the ways to think of it are either like the most cynical thing where they're just like spewing it out because they feel like they should be making something along that lines, or like a weird cult mentality where they want to, like, you know, just a happy worker is a healthy worker. They really believe all this stuff because they are so not unthinking.
If they really believed a happy worker is a good worker or whatever, then they would give me more money. Oh, Bames, jobs are for suckers.
They are.
And I'm the biggest sucker of them all.
Mm-hmm. If this was a cartoon, your head would fade out and fade in, and it would be a big swirly lollipop.
It would be a lolly, like the kind that Fleenus pretends to take to the theater.
And maybe your whole body fades out, and it comes in as like a donkey, and you're like, oh, I feel like a real fool.
And then I turn into a pot roast, and I get chased around an island.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what it's like to have a job.
Yep. That's the rat race. Oh, Bames, Bames, Bames. I had a big fight with Miss Nick yesterday.
About what?
Well, I can't go into it too specifically because...
Jesus.
What it was about was Miss Nick decided to play Sherlock Holmes and go sleuthing around trying to figure out why Orion isn't on the show anymore. And she got it out of somebody. And she messaged me on Skype and she's like asking about it and she was giving kind of specifics. So I knew that she knew. She must have heard it from somebody. And she wouldn't tell me who she heard it from. And then after a while, I guessed who she heard it from, but she wouldn't admit it. And then she even started pretending that I had spilled the beans on myself, that she was just completely making shit up, and that she just happened to be right, like she tricked me, which wasn't the case. Eventually, she admitted who she got the information from. But then I got sick of like text messaging back and forth on Skype. And so I asked her if I could call her, and I did. And that was when that was when she started to piss me off. Apparently, Miss Nick is off her meds, and she was also drunk. And it was the craziest fucking conversation I've ever had, because she couldn't stick to any one topic for more than a second. Like, literally almost a second, like maybe a second to 3 seconds. Like, she would just get distracted by something, like her cat or just a thought that popped in her head. Like, we'd be talking about, like, why Orion isn't my friend anymore, and then all of a sudden she'd start talking about her cat. And so she told me she was off her meds, and when she told me she was off her meds, she also told me that she is having difficulty telling the difference between dreams and reality.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Is this why she's been interrupting her boyfriend's eBay with beeges?
Probably. Oh, and she went on and on. There was a boy in her room, and she went on and on about how gorgeous he was.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but yeah. So she's drunk and off her meds and talking about how she can't tell the difference between reality and dreams, and she seems to think that that's fine. And she seems to think that the fact that her meds kill her libido is worse than not being able to tell when she's awake.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what pissed me off. It was just like she kept, and this, I shouldn't have brought it up probably because I can't explain this properly, but she knows what happened between me and Orion, and she kept telling me what Orion is thinking, and I kept telling her she was wrong. And she kept insisting that I don't know what I'm talking about when I've known him since I was in first grade. And she's known him via almost exclusively via the podcast for like, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
And it was driving me crazy because I was like trying to explain things to her. And then she would suddenly be talking about like how gorgeous the boy in her room was or her cat or just some inane nonsense.
I stuck a knife into my palm and I didn't even feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. She is fucking losing it. I ended up yelling at her and hanging up, and I feel sort of bad about it. I guess it's not a very good story.
I mean, all I have to say is that sucks. And Miss Nick, baby, if you're listening to this, take pills.
Oh, she's way behind, by the way.
Yeah. Stop messaging me, penis on Skype.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. A few times.
Well, she probably doesn't know that she actually did that. She probably thinks it was a dream. Like, apparently she's been, like, wandering around and, like, she'll be talking to somebody and be like, oh, man, I had this weird dream where this happened. And then they'd be like, no, that really happened. That's, like, a real thing that happened. And she's like, oh, really? That's so weird. But that's fine. I guess she lost her job because she's off her meds. And she got, I don't think this is because she's off her meds, but she got kicked out of her mom's house. And so now she's living with this gorgeous boy and some other girl. And the other girl thinks it's awesome that she's off her meds. So she's on a downward spiral. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What else is going on?
I'm trying to think of things that I have done, and I'm coming up completely blank, which is a first, even for me.
I thought of a good, like, if I ever wanted to be a knockoff Marilyn Manson, I thought of a good name. I would call myself Rashida Hitler. Because, like, Marilyn Manson is, like, Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson, like, put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, like, Rashida Jones and Adolf Hitler put together.
Yeah.
And I would paint myself up a slightly tanner shade of pale. And it would be pretty good.
Cool.
I saw a music video that some cancer kids put together, and I hated it, and I got really mad that people are encouraging cancer kids to do the gayest shit. Is it weird that I get slightly annoyed with Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff?
Well, depends on what it is. If it's gay shit, then no.
Well, it seems like the nicest thing in the world, you know? Like, obviously, like, this poor kid has leukemia or whatever and is probably going to die within, like, a year or two. So let's make his last days or her last days the best that they can be. Let's find out what, like, their dream in life is and give it to them.
Is this like that Batman thing?
Well, there is that. That's like one that I was thinking about recently. But there, I mean, it could be anything. I mean, a lot of times it's like meeting a celebrity or going to Disneyland, or going to Disneyland seems like a lame one. But you know,
the zoo.
Make-A-Wish Foundation shit. It's like they do crazy elaborate shit for a kid that no other kid would ever get. But this kid's dying, so we'll do it for him. There's something about it that rubs me the wrong way. I think it's that, like, yeah, it really sucks that this kid is dying. That really, really sucks. And it'd probably be a nice thing to make their last days as good as possible. But no other, like, I almost feel like being so nice to these dying kids is like punishing kids that don't die early. Like no other, like a kid that makes it well into adulthood will never get to pretend to be Batman and have everyone in a town pretend that they are in fact Batman.
I wouldn't think of it as punishing, but I do kind of get what you mean.
Yeah. It's like, I wish I had cancer, Jesus. I don't need to live that long if I can be Batman for a day for real. I don't know. There's something really weird about it. And it almost also seems like lying to kids or something. Like, it's not. I'm sure they know that they're dying, and I'm sure that, I don't know, there's something about it that really rubs me the wrong way. Like,
I think the exchange for not going to Disneyland is not having cancer, though.
I don't know, man. It's not like you earned that cancer.
It's not like you earned that not cancer.
And I didn't get rewarded for not earning my not cancer. I'm fighting for equality here, Bames.
Yeah, I don't know. This is sounding kind of like the welfare is punishing success thing.
It's sort of, I don't like saying shit like that because it does sound like really like stodgy old man who doesn't get it, like, kind of shit. But that, I mean, it's sort of true. It's not punishing successful people or whatever, but it's like, why should you, if I have to work, why should you get money for not working? And I get that, like, some people can't work for whatever reason. They either can't find work or they literally can't work and they have to be on some kind of disability or whatever. And it's better to give them free money than to just let them rot in the streets. But I mean, it is a little shitty. Like, it's not fair, really. Like, because I was able to get a job, I don't get free money.
Yeah, I mean,
take that, Bames.
Yeah, take that, Bames.
And I don't like it, and I don't want to leave people rotting in the street. I'm not saying, like, fucking get rid of welfare, but
oh, if we're gonna have a real welfare discussion, I have a few notebooks I could find.
You have notebooks on welfare?
From when I was in ninth grade.
Were you on welfare?
No.
Why were you keeping notebooks about welfare?
Because I was an asshole. I was really into politics.
Were you pro or con on the welfare issue?
Pro welfare.
You love welfare.
Yeah, I do love welfare.
You're a real communist.
Uh-huh.
What do you love so much about welfare, Bames?
I'm not super into, like, pure capitalism because it leads to things like, in America, we don't have pure capitalism right now. In Hong Kong, they have that. But I don't know. Like, it leads to economic disparity,
yeah,
stuff. Not a fan.
Well, it's kind of like the whole libertarian thing. Like libertarians have this thing they call the non-aggression principle. And it basically just means don't be a dick. Like, don't aggress on someone. Don't, like, come up to someone with a gun and demand things from them. Don't be a dick. But, and if we could rely on everyone to behave themselves, then that would be great. Like, libertarianism or anarcho-capitalism or whatever weird lawless society you want to live in, would be awesome, but we can't because some people are just dicks. A lot of people are just dicks, and they will be no matter what. And even if you think they, the only reason people are dicks is because of the current structure of society, it's not like we can flip a switch and start over. And it's kind of the same thing with capitalism. Like pure capitalism, if everyone was awesome, would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it works in small areas like Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Little itty bitty Hong Kong.
Yeah. Did you know that in the 10th grade, I joined the Democratic Socialism Club? I was a real dick.
Wow. You're a real politico.
Yeah.
Did you engage in mock elections?
No. But I forget what we did do. I think we passed bills at some point. Fake ones.
Would you pass anything good?
I think mine had to do with eliminating the political validity of marriage.
Oh, nice. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
I think the fact that marriage gets any recognition legally is kind of silly. The only thing that I think it makes sense to recognize at all is like stuff like the right to go like make decisions for your spouse at a hospital or whatever, or
yeah,
like the right to claim the body after they die, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, that Iron McMuffin guy is messaging me saying like, I think I'm gonna have to stop being friends with you. I was about to make this joke, but he just did. He was like, you can like your politics, but joining a club. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what
it is.
That's
the only club I ever joined.
Well, I'm not judging you too harshly, Bames, but I don't know what it is about joining clubs, but I feel like in almost all circumstances, joining a club of almost any kind, like I don't even care what the club is about. It's for some reason, I don't like it.
Yeah, my parents really wanted me to join like a real one, like debate team.
Yeah,
I think they wanted me to turn into like an Asian kid and go to college.
Way to disappoint them.
Yep.
You're never going to be a doctor or a lawyer.
I'm never going to be a kung fu master.
Or a kung fu master. So you love welfare, huh?
Yeah.
It's your favorite thing.
Is my favorite thing. I found this podcast by searching for explicit welfare podcast.
You know, I'm going to say something and it'll probably sound like I'm being a bigger dick than I intend to be, but there's something. He never like rubbed it in my face or anything, so he wasn't a dick about it. But I would get slightly annoyed sometimes. I guess this was all in my head, but like with Orion.
Mm-hmm.
Orion and Aldi lived together, and they had Aldi's mom there too. And so they had a combined income. They both actually make more money than me, which annoys me because they both make more money than me putting cereal boxes on the shelf.
Is this BET?
BET.
Talking about? Or wait, no, EBT.
EBT, yeah. Well, yeah. And like Orion's dad pays for his phone and his cars. He bought the cars and he pays the insurance on them. And he pays for his phone and they get EBT, which is like food stamps because of Aldi's mom. They're like fucking the system. They shouldn't be getting food stamps. I feel like they're gaming the system somehow. Like they're pretending she lives alone or something, or I don't know what. Or they're only claiming Aldi's income as opposed to both of theirs somehow when they're filing for it or something. But whatever they're doing, they're gaming the system somehow, and they get food stamps and they get EBT cash, which is like getting food stamps. It goes on the same card, but they can spend it on anything.
EBT bucks.
Yeah. They could buy liquor with it if they want. I think they have before. And like I said, he's never like rubbed it in my face or anything or been a dick about it. And to a certain extent, I'm like, well, I mean, if somebody wants to give you free money, I'm not in love with welfare. Like I do think to a certain extent it's unfair, but at the same time, I'm not really mad at the people accepting it, even the ones who are kind of gaming the system, which I don't think are most of them. I don't think like everyone's a lazy asshole just sitting on their ass and soaking up welfare money.
Hey, man, 47% of Americans, welfare babies.
Yeah, well, but there is something about it that kind of annoys me because I don't engage in any of that stuff. Like, I don't get food stamps, and nobody's paying for my shit, and I feel like somehow, like, I'm the scumbag weirdo who, like, can't pay his rent on time or whatever, and like, oh, that Kyle really needs to get his shit together. But like, I've got like no support system. I've got like nobody else who will pay my rent for me if I miss it. I've got nobody who will pay for my vehicles for me or my phone for me. I don't get any food stamps or cash from the government. And I feel like somehow I'm still like the scumbag. And that kind of annoys me. But I think that is all in my head because nobody's ever said that to me.
Yeah, I think this is sounding real Roman Sionis-y.
I don't know what that means. You're making references that are above my head, Bames.
Batman, those goddamn Waynes, spoon-fed. I had to work my way up to the top and kill my parents and become a cartoon supervillain.
Well, the thing is, I'm not like that. When I started saying this stuff, I said it was going to sound like I was being more of a dick than I am. It's like I'm not at all upset with, I used Orion as my example, but like with people who are in situations like Orion, I'm not like, fuck you, man. But I'm upset with something, and I don't know what it is exactly. I guess I just find the situation annoying because I feel like there are, because I feel like people who do get stuff like their parents pay for their cars well into their 30s, that kind of stuff, like it happens. Like they miss a rent payment and here's a check, honey. I don't want you to lose your place. I feel like people get stuff like that and they don't realize it. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't intending to talk about this. I don't have my thoughts in order. But like if I said to certain people, oh, I had to pay my rent really late this month, they'd be like, well, couldn't you just ask your parents for the money? Or, like, what do you mean you had to pay rent late? Like, can you just get money? I don't know. I feel like there are people who just, they don't understand how much free shit they're getting. I don't know, Bames.
Yeah.
I'm going off on a weird tangent that sounds, I think sounds kind of self-pitying, and that's not really how I mean for it to sound.
Yeah. I don't have much to add other than
you love welfare.
I've paid my rent before, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, it's fine. Like, it. I haven't taken money from my parents in a long time, except I think my mom has, like, for a birthday or something, sent money to the PayPal for the show. But that's like completely voluntary and not for anything in particular. And
not happening anymore.
And not happening anymore because I've been disowned. But the last time I actually asked for money was years and years and years ago. And I felt like a real scumbag doing it.
Yeah.
But Bames, if you're so into welfare, hook me up, bro. You got to have all the documents.
All the documents? No, I don't keep any of that shit on hand.
What's in all those folders?
They probably are not in my domicile anymore, actually. I probably burned them in some NS school bonfire.
So you can't hook me up. You can't hook me up with welfare.
No. CM Nicole in the chat says Orion sounds like a real piece of shit.
He's not. He's not a real piece of shit. Fuck poor people and cancer kids, Kyle Aldrich, 2013. Yeah. Yeah, Orion's not a real piece of shit.
Did you know? Okay, wait, this is a little tangent. Have you seen that he was in the forums yesterday?
No.
11 p.m. He logged in.
I guess he wanted to see what was up.
He's like, oh, Miss Nigga's pregnant. Eef. Out of here. I was going to come back.
I do kind of wonder if he's been listening. I because like it'd just be weird. Like he doesn't want to be my friend anymore, but he's still kind of like keeping up with it just to see. Like I wonder what's going on. I never emailed him back when he emailed me to tell me that he didn't want to be friends anymore. So Like, maybe he wants to know how I responded. Yeah, but I don't know. He didn't post anything, right?
Nope.
Yeah. So I guess he was just reading. I wonder what he was reading. I wonder if it was like the Miss Nick thread about her getting pregs. Oh, she got rid of that, by the way. I think she posted that in the forum. She went into graphic detail on the Skype, though.
Gross.
Yeah, telling me about like how painful it was. It was medically induced and how painful it was. And then this little like lump of stuff that came out and blood clots. And
then she was like, it's my baby. Cried and ate it.
Yep. Cried, ate it. And she doesn't know if she dreamed that or if it was real.
Yeah. She might have never been pregnant.
Like I said, I have no frame of reference. Just sounded like it from that story. That's C. McNichol in the chat talking about Orion being a dick. Yeah, no, it wasn't even a story, really. Chadley235 in the chat says, you know Orion is listening to these episodes, right? He's stewing. I really like Orion. I know some people are saying he added nothing to the show, but I enjoyed the fact that he was there at all. He definitely added something to the show.
Stewing means he's like making a stew.
Yeah, he's making a stew. He's listening to the episodes and like throwing carrots into a pot.
Oh, that Kyle.
He loves carrot stew. Maybe he represented companionship. When I say I have no friends anymore, that's not literally true. Like, I do have other friends, but Orion was like my one pal. Like, he was the only one I would see regularly, and he was definitely my closest friend. And I think talking to Miss Nick about the whole thing really bummed me out, because when I found out she knew what went down, and by the way, I mentioned that Miss Nick was able to dig it out of somebody. Don't anybody go fucking trying to, like, because that is a dick move. It was a dick move on her part, and it would be a dick move on your part if you went trying to figure it out. I'm not telling you for a reason. I don't want you to know. But when I found out that she figured it out, the kind of silver lining for me was that I haven't really been able to talk about it to anybody. So I was like, okay, well, at least now I can, now there's somebody I can talk to about it. So I tried, and she wasn't fucking listening to me. And I think that really bummed me out.
Yeah.
Real talk, Bames.
Real talk.
People love real talk.
Mm-hmm.
They like it when I get real depressed. And it's the time of the season for depressing.
People love it.
Stay together for the kids. Oh, Eris is in the chat now. He says stay together for the kids.
Eris, call in.
I do like it when Eris calls in. I wonder if he regrets calling in last week. I thought he was fine. Maybe a little quiet. Could have spoke up more, but
a little bad audio.
Yeah, especially after his phone died and he came back. I think he was on speaker the whole time because I could hear like quiet echoes of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like it when Eris calls in. I don't know what I'm going to do with this show anymore.
I've been trying throughout this whole conversation to find a thing that I have done last week, and zero.
I've just been watching the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I've just been sleeping.
Oh, Eris, you didn't ruin the last episode.
Last episode would have been ruined without you, Eris. It would have been Kyle and Flina's talking about Fallout 4.
And I still wouldn't know about your Beyonce.
Yeah, your Beyonce.
Talk about sexism in the games industry. Yeah, Nita Sarkeesian did put out another video, and I did watch it, and I've already forgotten what it was about.
I think I watched that too. What was that about?
I really don't remember.
Fuck.
Sexism in the games industry specifically. I've talked about a bunch, so I think that was a joke, talk about sexism in the games industry, but I don't know if I've ever fully articulated what my problem with all the sexism talk about games is, because it's not like, oh, shut up, women.
you don't know what you're talking about, dummies.
Yeah. I mean, give me a Jones soda.
Yeah, make me a sandwich.
It's not just like, shut up, I like my games the way they are, leave me alone. I mean, I guess in a way that's what it is, but my overall thoughts on the topic of sexism or racism or whatever, but especially sexism, because sexism seems to be especially like fictional, like an awful lot of cases of sexism seem to just be people making shit up. But it's that if you're talking about like creative works, it's none of your business. Like you just can't control the trends. You can't be like, too many people are making games with dudes in them, so we need either less games with dudes in them or more games with girls in them. Or too many people are making games with chicks in bikinis in them, and we need more games with chicks in full body armor like a man would wear in them. You just can't control these things because people are going to make what they want to make. And if you got people to make what you want them to make based on some kind of like democracy sort of thing, like enough people have yelled that we should make a game with a tranny as the main character, like it's going to be some weird design by committee thing, which is already a kind of a danger to creative types in any industry.
Yeah, it's already a thing that happens in games.
And I feel like people miss that what they're doing is pushing for more of that.
Yeah. I mean, it feels really misguided. It feels like in the same vein as the people who think that like violent video games are making a violent society. It feels backwards. Like if you think there's real like sexism showing itself in video games, then I don't think the direction to go in is stop the sexism in video games, because that will make people less sexist.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's the argument, though, is that the weird thing is that it's like, it's almost a chicken in the egg kind of scenario, because they want to argue that the games are perpetuating these sexist ideas. Like,
but they're not.
But like, you're, like, nobody is explicitly like, oh, women are inferior, blah blah blah, but the things that happen in the games kind of plant this seed in your head. But then it's the seed in your head that gets the games made, if that's the case. So yeah. Where did it come? Like, it's just this it cycle
is. Using circular logic.
Yeah, and I don't buy it anyway, like because it is the same argument as like violence in video games. It is. Yeah. It's like if you play too many games where you shoot people, then eventually you're going to shoot somebody. But except that it's even worse, because like school shootings, as an example, maybe statistically like on the rise or whatever, but they're still super, super few and far between. Like they're really fucking rare. Whereas this sexism is supposedly pervasive, like it's just everywhere and it all the time, and everyone's doing it. So it's like the sexism thing is like the super effective version of the violence in video games argument.
Yeah. I mean, it's at best completely backwards. Like, it's totally like games that are made by the society and not a society that's made by a video game. I hate it. They're all, they're mean.
Well, and if that's,
I hate it.
If that's what's going on, if like there really is all this sexism in games, but it's because
that's not even what I'm trying to argue.
No, I know.
Is that the society?
No, I know. But if that is really what's going on, if what's happening is there really is all this sexism in games, but it's coming from society informing the games rather than the other way around, then it's like, it seems kind of petty to me almost. Like you're like not giving me a gold star for my work. Instead of like trying to fix the sexism, you're just like, naughty, naughty, don't do that. Shame on you, society.
Yeah.
Put out a Craigslist ad looking for a new co-host. Yeah, man, I was playing Mario and I just started to hate women.
That happens halfway through every video game for me.
And that's the thing about feminism. There's so many things about feminism that annoy me, and some of them are like people are so regularly annoyed by them that it's like cliche to even bring it up. Like at this point, even though it's a valid thing to say, if you do bring it up, it's like you've invalidated your own point because it's so cliche. which is a thing that I hate in arguments in general. Like, if something is, if some point you're making has been made a bunch of times already, even if it's valid, like it's invalid because it's old. It's like it's like hack.
You're not allowed to bring up Nazis ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's bullshit. Like, Nazis are a very valid thing to compare things to sometimes. But if you ever do it now, someone will talk about Godwin's law, or I think it's Godwin's law.
Yeah.
Or they'll say blah, blah, blah is literally Hitler. But it is like sometimes a valid thing to point to.
And there were things other about the Nazis that weren't just them being cartoonishly evil.
And there are bad ways to do it. Like, if the point that you're making is like, so-and-so is doing this. Oh, yeah, well, you know who else did that? The Nazis. And your point is to try to make them seem horrible for some benign thing they're doing, because the Nazis also did this benign thing, but the Nazis also killed Jews or whatever. Like, if all you're trying to do is stigmatize them by associating them with the Nazis, then your point is bad. But if it's directly comparable, whatever you're comparing to the Nazis, then it's not
like patriotism.
Sure, yeah. But I forget. Oh yeah, feminism. Like, you're almost not allowed anymore to say that the name feminism, like, why call it feminism? Because like, it's so obvious that people have said it over and over and over again, and now it's hack. You can't say that one anymore, because you'll just be laughed at. But it's a valid point. Why is it called feminism? Because anytime you ask a feminist what feminism is about, it's about equality. Well, then why name it after one half of the equation? That seems kind of weird.
Egalitarianism exists.
Yeah, but they laugh at egalitarianism because, ah, ha, 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 it's just you idiots who are harping on about the name feminism. What's in a name? Actually, kind of a lot. It's a little bit descriptive. Shit like that. You can't make the argument anymore. It won't be heard by anyone because it's old.
Yeah.
But it's a valid point. Like, why the fuck are you calling it feminism? You're just shooting yourself in the foot. If what you truly want is equality, because when you start off with feminism, it's a loaded term. Even if nobody knows what feminism is, it's already a loaded term. If what you mean is equality, if what you mean is egalitarianism, because it's got fem in the name. It's one-sided before you've ever even heard anything about what it actually is. So that's stupid. I don't know, Bames. Feminism's dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't hate women. Oh, that's another thing. Misogyny. It's like nobody fucking knows what misogyny means, but they throw it around like crazy.
Yeah.
It means hating women. Like, the hatred of women. That's what misogyny is. You're not a misogynist if you think it would be nice if, and I don't even, like, this isn't even a thing I would want, but, like, if you think it would be nice if your girlfriend made dinner for you every night. That doesn't make you a misogynist. You don't hate her. I fucking hate that bitch. I hope she makes a roast tonight.
Even, like, having inset, like, subconscious desires to be more powerful than women isn't misogyny.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean you hate them either. I mean, maybe if like what your version of that is beating the shit out of women.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
you want to be above them because they don't deserve to be good.
Even if you seriously just plain think that men are better than women, that's not misogyny necessarily. Like, it's totally possible to think that someone is not as good as someone else and not hate the not as good person.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nobody, they just throw it around like, a woman gets passed up for a promotion, misogyny. A woman has a baby and, it doesn't get as much maternity leave as she'd like, misogyny.
A woman has a baby and is born with no eyes.
Misogyny.
Misogyny.
God hates women.
All women are Hitler.
Literally Hitler.
Welfare is for chumps.
Yeah, it is.
And nerds.
Talk about wind turbines, says Eris. He asked me to do that once, I think.
That was like one of the first interactions you guys had.
Yeah. I don't even remember how that came up or why. Did he just email me out of the blue and say...
I think he moved near a wind turbine and he was like, I think wind turbines are really cool.
Yeah. They're pretty neat, standing out there in a field, just a bunch of them, looking all windmilly, but like future windmills from the future.
Yeah. It's like Neo Holland.
Can you grind grain with them?
Holland 3.
Is that what they used windmills for, was to grind grain?
I don't know how windmills work.
I think that's what they're for, which is, it seems like a weird thought to me. Like, how much wind are you really getting that you can use it to grind stuff?
I think until I was like 15, I assumed they were like giant fans. I didn't really think about
that they were blowing them. Yeah. You know, we just like a nice breeze around here.
Yeah, I mean, that'll keep the water out. Holland.
We should, oh man, some supervillain should, like, hack all of the wind turbines in the world.
Make them go the other way.
Yeah. in an effort to make the Earth spin.
Spin another direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To really, really slowly turn back time, like in that Superman movie.
Yeah. Did you know that actually the Earth only went backwards, not because he was flying around it really fast, but because he was going faster than the speed of light? And that makes sense.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people. I still some holes. But,
yeah.
Still the part where by going back in time, he ended up saving Lois Wayne and letting all those people die.
Ah, oh, that's Supes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a funny thing about superheroes in general. Like, Superman, the Man of Steel movie is like a really horrendous and obvious case of it. But, like, there must have been so many casualties. Mm-hmm. Just so many people. Just
flying through buildings.
Mass casualties. So many people dying while he's, like, out souping around.
Like, Batman is causing some mischief. Some chaos, mayhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But Superman is, like, actually probably directly murdering people.
Yeah. He's, like, dropping corners of buildings on groups of people. But even, like the Avengers movie, which I really hated that climactic final battle scene. It was, like, the most generic video game enemies came out of the sky all of a sudden.
Yeah, the worms.
Yeah. But
I loved the rest of that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it lost me, was that
they use a nuclear bomb to blow him up.
I forget. Iron Man flew through the hole.
Yeah, he flies through the hole and blows up the nuclear bomb and then falls to Earth, and then the Hulk yells at him. He wakes up, he's okay.
Mean old Hulk.
Now he has cancer. I don't know.
Even the Avengers movie, like, that was such an all out huge scale battle that there must have been just people dying. Like, you think, it's not like those aliens were just... I feel like
there weren't as many scenes of, like, there weren't any scenes of Iron Man actually, like, going through buildings and stuff.
No,
but
sure.
The aliens were definitely, there was definitely casualties.
Yeah. I just think it's funny, like, yeah, you can't blame it as much on the superheroes in that one, but I just think it's funny that you don't think about that while you're watching it, like, you're watching this climactic final battle, and, like, the superheroes are making snarky quips and stuff.
Yeah.
But there are people just dying. There are people just getting murdered.
Yeah.
It's just funny to think about.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing I did. I watched Thor 2.
Oh, I forgot about that. I haven't seen it yet.
I fell asleep in the theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That good, huh?
I didn't like Thor 1 either. But I woke up near the end and I saw the stinger, and it has the Collector in it.
I don't even know who that is.
Some bullshit space guy.
He
collects things.
Did whatever was at the thing that was at the end of Thor 1, like the guy that was at the end of Thor 1, was he somehow involved in the Avengers movie?
I don't remember the end of Thor 1.
I don't remember. There was like a stinger thing. Unless it was at the end of the Avengers movie. I can't keep them straight. They're crossbreeding too much.
The guy at the end of the Avengers was Thanos, who does have something to do. In Thor 2, you can see the gap, like, I forget what it's called, like the gauntlet of whimsy. I don't know. You have to get all like the power. Oh, and that's the thing that they reference at the end with the collector, who, by the way, looks like Mugatu from Zoolander. They reference like the power stones, which they're gems that you put into the whimsy glove. And if Thanos got that glove with all the rocks in it, he would become king. I don't know. It's dumb. Thanos is the worst.
You know what's funny, Bames?
Yeah.
I know people who would watch a movie like Thor and hear about the power stones and the whimsy gauntlet, and they'd be fine with it. But then
Power Stone 2, Dreamcast.
But then I would tell them I've been watching Gilmore Girls, and they'd be like, I hate that shit. That fast-talking dialogue is so unrealistic.
Yeah.
The
stinger at the end of Thor 1 had the Tesseract.
Ah, yeah. I was thinking about the guy, Thanos, or whatever.
Thanos.
So he was
And then they ate shawarma.
Yeah. Had two stingers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, delicious shwarms.
So yeah, the collector is probably going to be involved. Have you heard of like the galaxy guys? I don't know, galaxy defenders?
The galaxy boys?
Guardians of the galaxy, yeah. It's going to be the next Avengers thing. And I think they're making an Ant-Man movie, which, like, good luck with that shit.
Yeah, I'd heard that. I don't know anything about Ant-Man. Is he popular?
He's small. And he makes ants, and he was in the original Avengers comic.
Oh, he makes ants?
He doesn't make ants, but he can control them.
He can, like, bring ants? He can
guide them, and in the first Avengers comic, they lock Loki in a lead-lined safe that the ants use. They lock the door.
The ants lock the safe?
I don't know why they couldn't just have Captain America go up and touch it.
Because everything's cooler with ants?
Yeah. He's also buddies with the Wasp.
I do like the idea of a superhero who controls ants.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a fan of this idea, making this into a movie. But it seems like comic book fans probably know who Ant-Man is, but most other people probably don't. And it seems like unless they tie it in directly to all this Avengers stuff, like nobody's going to give a shit.
I think they will.
Yeah, they probably
will. Also, like, I don't know even how much material has been released about the Ant-Man movie, other than I'm pretty sure it exists. But, I mean, are they going to make him, like, really tiny? Like Arthur and the Invisibles?
Is he always small, or can he just become small?
He's really small. All the time.
How small? Not the size of an ant.
No, but...
Like a midget?
I don't know what's a good metric for him. About as tall as, like, a Coke can.
Oh, wow. Really small.
Pretty small.
Yeah.
Maybe like a monster can even. So like a tall boy. That might be being a little generous.
So he's like a little bit smaller than like a Barbie doll.
Yeah. Pretty small. They're also making another Captain America. It's called like the Winter Soldier. I don't know. Looks like another Captain America. I really liked that first one, actually.
Is it going to be like in modern times?
Presumably, yeah.
Because he got frozen at the end of the first one and then, like, and thawed out.
He was in the Avengers.
Yeah, and then he was in the Avengers.
Do you think he's going to have his Avengers costume on?
I don't know.
His, like, his felt outfit.
I don't know. You liked the first Captain America?
Yeah. I liked the Red Skull.
I liked it, but and I'm sure this was, like, this is what... I mean, because weird, crazy shit happens in comics, but, like... I just wished that there wasn't so much reliance on the... Was it the Tesseract?
Yeah, that's what gave the Nazis magic guns.
Yeah, I just... Like, I feel like there was no need to make them magic Nazis. Like,
yeah. I do have a soft spot for magic Nazis, though.
Well, who doesn't?
And guys with, like, red faces.
All Nazis are magic in my heart.
Yeah. And I love... I think they only show it once, but it's a big thing in the comics with Hydra, the totally not Nazis group, but they are.
Yeah.
When they do like Heil Hydra, they just put both of their hands up in the air like cheerleaders in fists. And it's ridiculous. Like what's something we can do as a salute that's like pretty Hitler-y? But like we can't just use the Nazi salute. You know, just like two fists up in the air. pretty good.
They should have just done the double Hitler salute, like both arms straight out.
Yeah. Like and then they walk forward.
Yeah, like they're doing a Superman impression. Did you ever see the really old Captain America movie? Like, not super old. It's from, like, the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe the early 90s.
Part of that.
I definitely
knew about it.
I think in that one, they made Red Skull into a commie. I don't know if that was ever canon or not, but I think so.
That's not historically accurate.
I don't know if there was ever, like, a comic reboot where he was a commie instead of a Nazi, but I think that was the case in the movie. I think he was, like, Russian instead of German.
Hmm.
Probably because, like, you know, around that time, that was the big thing. War. It was topical.
Yeah. Berlin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bames, who's your favorite super guy?
Superman? You're just a super guy, like a comic book guy? Or
sure, and it could be a girl, too.
A good guy?
I don't want to be sexist. It could be a girl.
Yeah, or a lady, but
or some kind of genderless entity.
Yeah, the Blob. I don't know. I mean, I like a lot of the dumber Batman villains, like the Rat Catcher and the Great White Shark.
Man, I am out of the loop on the slightly more obscure.
This is D-list I'm talking about.
Oh, is it?
And Copperhead. Who was in the new video game?
Is he a snake guy?
Yeah, it's usually... Let's see if I can get a good picture. He looks kind of like a brown version of Snake Man.
Like from Mega Man?
From Mega Man.
So he's like wearing a snake head on his head?
Yeah.
Where'd he get such a big snake?
I don't think it's like a real snake.
Oh, it's just fabricated?
Yeah, oh, this one's pretty good. Let me see. Hang on. I'll use this one. So yeah, Copperhead.
So you like bad super guys?
Yeah, I like them to be silly.
You like bad boys?
I do like villains also, yes.
You would be into Jess from Gilmore Girls.
I do like Jess from
Gilmore Girls. He's a bad boy.
Trashing snowmen,
crashing cars.
Yeah.
He stole all the baseballs from the high school. Just cuz.
Of good guys, I think my favorite is Iron Man.
Man, Copperhead is a real goof.
Yeah. In the new video game, it's a lady who is, I think his power is that he's a contortionist.
I would say that was progressive, but he's bad, so.
Yeah. So it's actually evil.
Mm-hmm.
And she has like claws and she scratches you and then you hallucinate because she has venom. But then you beat her up and you're okay.
I do like beating up women.
Mm-hmm. You actually beat up like 1,000 of her because you're hallucinating because you're poison.
You know what I do like, Bames?
Yeah.
That would very easily be misconstrued by a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Is I really like videos of women getting punched. I really, really like it.
Yeah, I can see how you could take that in a weird direction, but I get where you're coming from.
If I said to somebody who identified as a feminist that I really like watching videos of women getting punched, they would probably, and I can understand why they would think this, but they would probably think that I really like seeing women getting punched because I think women as a whole in general deserve to get punched. But I don't. It's a novelty. You don't see women getting punched that often. It's a thing that doesn't really happen. And
yeah, usually it's a slap.
Yeah, and not you don't even really see that very often.
Unless it is the 60s.
Yeah. And the other reason is that usually there's a story involved and it's kind of the lady getting some kind of comeuppance. Usually it's not just like somebody playing the knockout game and like walking up behind a chick and punching her in the back of the head just for funsies. Usually she was doing something that like legally speaking or whatever, obviously she shouldn't have gotten punched. She should have just gotten whatever the legal repercussions for what she was doing were, but she's being some kind of crazy bitch where a guy would totally get his face smashed in, and everybody's taught not to hit women. So some women, the kind that you see get punched in videos, think that they will never get punched. And so it's nice to see them get punched.
Yeah. I feel like it would be more satisfying, not so necessarily the face, but to see a woman get punched in like the side, like right in the curve of the waist, and, like, the spine. Just, and they go like, ah, my spine.
So they're just like, ow.
Yeah. See, not where they're like broken, but they're just like, ah.
I would like to see more women get punched in the stomach instead of the face.
Yeah.
I've seen them get punched in the face.
I prefer watching anyone getting punched in the stomach for comedic effect.
Yeah, it is like because they double over and just drop, and then the wind's knocked out of them.
Because it doesn't actually hurt them quite as much as like breaking all their teeth out, but it's like it makes them go like, ooh.
Yeah.
Or barf.
And to be fair, I also like watching videos of dudes getting punched if it's a situation where they're getting some kind of comeuppance. But there's more novelty with watching it happen to a woman because it just doesn't happen as often. And to be like doubly fair to me, I would enjoy watching a video of a little kid getting punched in the face too, even if he just didn't deserve it at all. Just because like, there's something kind of like slapstick funny about seeing somebody get punched in the face regardless. And when it's somebody that you would never see get punched in the face, like a little kid or an old lady or something, there's something funny about that.
I don't think I've ever seen a little kid get punched.
But wouldn't it be good?
Wouldn't it? Yeah. I have seen old people get beat up.
And like, if you ever do see a little kid get punched in the face, it'll be by like another little kid. But wouldn't it be great to just see like a little kid walking on like a bar for some reason, like so that they're at like an equal level, and a dude, just a big burly dude, just punches them in the face and they launch across the room.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
And then they like get up and come back and they're just like, ah, I've been punched.
I would watch that video over and over and over, and it wouldn't be because I hated that kid. I don't know anything about that kid. Probably didn't deserve that, unless like somehow the guy who punched him in the face is a time traveler who knew he was going to be the next Hitler or something.
Yeah, or it is Kid Hitler.
Oh, it could be Kid Hitler, yeah. But watching a little kid get punched in the face would be great. Watching a grandma get punched in the face. Or a grandpa, but like grandpas...
Grandpas have been punched in the face enough. Yeah,
grandpas have been punched in the face. A grandma, like, has probably made it like 80 years without getting punched in the face, and then for it to happen so close to the end to ruin her perfect track record of never getting punched in the face.
She's like, well, I can check that one off the bucket list, and then she dies. Punched her.
Oh, death is hilarious. I love it when people die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Bames, this is a real good show that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone appreciates that. Oh, I wanted to mention at some point, I did receive a donation this past week from a Nikki. A Nikki that I know exists, but that doesn't pipe up very often. But she sent in a donation.
Cool.
And it was pretty nice. Wouldn't have covered my internet bill, but... it's pretty nice.
Thanks, ass.
Thank you, Nikki. If you're enjoying all of this talk about feminism and red skulls and women getting punched in the face, then we need support from listeners like you. Send me all of your money. All of it. If you sent me all of it, I could quit my job and I could ramble about nothing and get kind of depressed about the way shows are going 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So if you want to make that happen, you got to send me all your money. Bames, my boy.
Yeah.
I think I may just want to end this one.
I think I may just want to end it all.
Yeah.
If I had been doing stuff,
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I've mentioned
10 dogs
several episodes in a row, just like how off I've felt and recently. And I don't know what it is. Like I think I'm just spiraling out into depression again, and I'm like fighting it and trying to pretend that's not what's happening. But I think I'm going into another one of my down phases. And, but yeah, oof. Lately, like a little tiny part of me has thought about just not doing it anymore. And I don't want to do that. And I'm not threatening to do that.
Yeah.
But a little tiny part of me is like, what the fuck are you doing? It's not even a show anymore. It's just like, I get a couple people on the Skype and and then at some point in the episode, I get depressed and I talk about how the show's not going well.
You do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that actually makes the show way worse.
I know. But I got to speak my heart, Bames.
Your heart's gay.
It's very gay. It loves the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, it's out on your sleeve bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And gay going, blood.
Oh, man. Over. That snowman thing was like kind of sweet, but also kind of a dick move, Jess. Blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for listening, spurt, everybody. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Bames, do you want emails?
Please, no.
You can not email Bames at whatever Bames' email address is. You can leave me a voicemail at 616-328-5581. Just call me up and say, oh, Kyle, you're so great. I love you and your face. And I'll just listen to those over and over and over again. I'll be like, so they do want me to live.
Oh yeah. Send me cheese on Amazon.
Oh yeah. Send Bames cheese on Amazon. Do you have a Amazon cheese list?
123 Fake Street is my address. I just want moldy blue cheese that has penicillin in it. I found out today.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
That's why I never get infections. Human. That's why
and
I never
also,
get infections.
I've never had blue cheese in anything other than a sauce, and I want to experience eating a big like pie slice of any kind of cheese.
Yeah, I've never eaten like a big chunk of it. Usually it's in crumbles, and it is usually kind of like in a, like it'll just be big crumbles in a dressing sauce thing.
Mm-hmm.
I never have just had a wedge of it. I don't know if that would be any good. You can send us both cheese. Send Bames cheese first. He asked first.
Yeah, but, get the liquid metal robots.
Check out our Amazon cheese lists and get a drone to fly out with the cheese. I like to imagine the drone wouldn't be carrying like one of those Amazon packages or whatever with the.
It shoots it out in a Hellfire missile.
It's just, I imagine it like those Mega Man robots that carry the eggs, and they drop the eggs and all the little birds come out, but it's like instead it's carrying just a wheel of cheese, and it just flies overhead and drops it, and you have to catch it.
Yeah, or it explodes and cheese comes out and attacks you.
Little baby cheese come out and those swarm.
By the way, I hate those guys.
The birds?
The birds.
With the eggs?
Yeah, I hate them.
You know, I don't know what that Dr. Wily was thinking, or whoever was. I guess some of the robots in the Mega Man games, like Dr. Wily, didn't make them. He just made them go crazy. Like he just took them over. But I don't know what anybody's thinking in the Mega Man universe when they're making robots. Like
it's a kangaroo who has carrots.
Yeah, like the first.
What is that? Like kangaroos don't even eat carrots.
The first game they kind of sort of tried to make it make sense with the robot masters. They were like, oh, this one, Cutman, he's a logging robot, so.
Yeah,
It kind of makes sense. It doesn't really. It's a shitty design for a logging robot, but it kind of makes sense.
Plant Man.
But then the enemies, like, here's a robot that's just a slinky with a head. here's a fucking kangaroo, and we made these bats. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. We thought it'd be neat to have bats. I mean, and we've got robot trees.
We have these floating platforms that look like guys' heads.
yeah. And what are the like the platforms that just fade in and out supposed to be for?
Yeah, well, I think those are what I was talking about, unless we're thinking of different
ones. Are you talking about like the big
Airman,
the big demon heads with the horns that come out of them,
the drills?
Yeah, you know, that's just on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that for? It's funny because they like half-ass pretended like No, no, these are just, you know, worker robots. They weren't designed to be enemies. But not really.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, by the time 21XX rolls around, the trend that's all the rage with roboticists is animal guys.
Yeah.
Everyone's animal an guys, animal.
And then robots that throw snowballs that get big. Mm-hmm. I think that's a standard enemy.
Mega Man 7 has polar bear robots that shoot giant icicles at you.
And robots that you shoot and they turn upside down and make it rain.
Yep. I guess...
Yeah, that's a good video game.
I guess weather-controlling robots could be useful. It kind of sucks, though, that if they break, it just starts raining. Like, that's...
Yeah, or snowing if you shoot them with the ice thing.
Maybe in that area, it would naturally be raining, but the weather-controlling robot is making it not rain. It's making it nice out.
Dang.
So when you destroy it, it starts raining. I don't know. Mega Man's a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Show's over.
I was outroing this thing. Yeah, yeah. You can buy shirts at the Spreadshirt. It's at thatspreadshirt.com. You can go to the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. And that's it. That's the whole thing. You can send me all your money. Big PayPal donate button on the main page. Should I start a Patreon, babes?
Yes.
Have you heard of this thing?
I don't know what that is, no.
It's like, I've seen YouTube video guys doing it. It's like it's kind of like PayPal, and I think you can even do this through PayPal, but you can set up like a subscription where it'll take money from you and give it to whoever you're patronizing every month or whatever. You can set up a schedule on how much money you want it to give, and I think with you like the YouTube people, that you can set it up so that it'll pay them every time they put out a video. So I could make it so you'll pay me every time I put out an episode, and then I'll start putting out like 15-minute episodes every day. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, okay. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Halloween.